Well, maybe you're just getting home. Maybe you're going to set the alarm and get up early. 3 a.m. or roughly 3:30 should be kickoff on Sunday morning. It's going to be the Wallabies at Lansdowne Road in Dublin up against the Six Nations champions in Ireland. And the man who's going to guide their fortunes in the number 10 jersey is Bernard Foley. G'day, Bernard.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's a fair challenge, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know, we're under no illusions as to what the Irish are going to bring. It's such a hostile crowd and a formidable place to play. And, you know, the Ireland are coming off a win over South Africa and the Six Nations champions. So it's going to be a very tough match for us.
Bernard, what do you take out of the loss last week against the French? I guess the positive is that although you didn't play well throughout the course of the game as a team, you nearly won it. Is that something that Michael Checker has spoken about?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were very disappointed in our execution and, you know, we let ourselves down. You know, we dropped too much ball and gave possession away too often, especially in the wrong parts of the field. So we've spoken about that this week and, you know, to rectify that for next week is so important, you know, to put another, a very attacking and clinical display on. And, you know, to try and get the win is definitely what we've spoken about and, you know, to make amends for last week.
Ireland will be a step up, won't they, from France?
Yes and no. You know, Ireland, they're a very complete football side. Their forwards are hard nuts and they, you know, play the traditional style and then they've got the very skillful backs. So that's going to be definitely, you know, a huge ask for us. You know, France haven't been easy beats this year at all and, you know, they're very unpredictable with their flair and stuff. So, you know, both are totally different challenges. But, Ireland have definitely got the runs on the board in terms of the Six Nation countries. And, you know, for us, it's a massive game and, you know, to get our winning ways back on track.
Bernard, four changes to the starting side from that game against France. Sam Carter and Luke Jones come back in from a forward pack point of view. Henry Speight makes his debut, and congratulations to him on the wing. But the big change for you, Matt Tamua comes into the starting side at that inside centre position at the expense of Christian Lealofano. What sort of things does Matt bring that perhaps Christian wasn't doing?
Oh, I think Matt, he's a more sort of straight up and down player. You know, he's a bloke that's going to carry the ball and get over the advantage line. And then he's got great skills of distributing as well. So Matt, in defence as well, he's a very big, robust guy and he'll get up and, you know, make his hits and put them behind the advantage line. So having Matt there, you know, he was very unlucky to miss out in the last couple of weeks. I thought he'd gone very well in the games he played this year and training. And I think it's a bit the same now with Christian. You know, I didn't see he to miss out, but it is what it is. And you know, I think everyone's putting their hands up within the squad, which is exciting. And you know, no one's complacent in with their support on the side. And I think with Matt as well this week, you know, direction and you know, to ignite that flair and the guys outside him is our big task.
Yeah, we're chatting with Bernard Foley, of course, from Dublin, currently about to take on Ireland at Lansdowne Road. How's that castle been, Bernard, that you're staying in?
Yeah, we're a bit out of town. We're not near Dublin city centre at all.
No.
It's pretty formidable place, and I think a few blokes have got lost in the corridors or the stairwells, and they're just trying to get to the team room. So. It's pretty big and old-fashioned, but it's a good change-up.
Yeah, don't be late for those team meetings. Speaking of, Michael Checker, a long and storied career with Leinster as a coach, had great success there. Does that make it a bit of a bonus for you guys going into this match? He would have coached some of these guys, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he's coached a lot of the guys, and I think it is a bonus. You know, he understands how they click and, you know, their strategies behind doing things, and you know, that can wash off with us, and that's good. But in saying that, you know, times have changed, or, you know, we've got to prepare for our match and, you know, go about it the way we want to. And, you know, we don't want to try and combat everything the Ireland are going to do. We've got to just go and stick to our game. Hopefully that nullifies them. But, you know, Czech's quite the figure over here. They all love him. They all stop him on the street and have a couple of quick words to him, and they will think he's his best mate.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't enjoy the free advice, but he does, doesn't mind having a chat to him.
Fantastic. Hey, just on a separate issue, TK and I were talking about this in the ad break. It's such a long season for the rugby union guys. You know, you guys are playing Super 15 in the middle of February, even early February, and then here you are on the spring tour and you've still got another test match to go after this one. Is there, for your collective bargaining agreement, is there a set amount of time that you have to have off? Because I'd imagine that runs well into January of next year.
Yeah, I think I'm sure it's 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
At the, you know, of annual leave, I think they try and cap the games, so 30 games maximum. But you know, a couple of guys have played in excess of that, so it is a long year, and I think next year is going to be even more, you know, lengthier or important, a lot of emphasis on it because Super Rugby starts earlier and is compressed into, you know, 18 straight weeks and then finals.
Yeah,
so it's a big year with the World Cup coming up, but, you know, it's all good preparation for this year anyway.
And just looking at the bench, Michael Checker has narrowed it down to that those 7 players. I'll tell you what, he's 8 players. He's got some 5/8s breathing down your neck. Quade Cooper there and Kirtley Beale added to the team as well.
Yeah, I don't think there could be any more 5/8s in the team. you know, I don't know if that says something about me or not, but, you know, I think he's made it clear from the start of this week that, you know, we weren't happy with our attack last week. You know, we let ourselves down a bit, and I think this game is all about attack. You know, we have to defend well and stop them, but we've also got to throw the ball around and play that style of footy that's going to win us games over here. So, yeah, we're all excited about the challenge, but as you said, there's a fair bit of talent and skill within the side and on the bench.
And Jake Schatz, he's made it onto the bench.
Yeah, I think Schatzy, about this time, about five days ago, was on a beach in Thailand. So he made the mad dash home, and I think he only bought singlets and thongs over here to Ireland. So I know his first day, he was out trying to find some boots and some jumpers.
Well, if I'm Ireland, I'm worried with Schatz on the bench. So I can only say, Bernard, good luck against Ireland at Lansdowne Road. And just let's hope it's a winning one.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
Your champion, Bernard Foley. It's been a long, long season, but they're $1.90 each of two. $1.90 each of two at Lansdowne Road, 3:30 a.m. Sunday.